News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last night, the Bryan School Board took the first step towards laying the groundwork, which will eventually wind up about a year from now being new attendance zones around the district. This prompted by last November's approval of a $132 million bond issue, which means ending elementary school at fourth grade, creating fifth and sixth grade intermediate schools and seventh and eighth grade middle schools. The formula also involves Milam Elementary closing because that's where Mary Catherine Harris Alternative High School is moving to eventually. So as the groundwork was being laid last night, the one that was hired to chart the course was a retired superintendent consultant, Don Hooper. Among the things that Dr. Hooper noted, it's the first change in the boundaries of Bryan Elementary Schools taking place in 17 years.
And it's going to evoke strong feelings. And what we've learned about these processes is, and you'll see it highlighted on one of the slides later on, is there is no perfect rezoning scenario. But whenever a community of people, along with its elected officials and its appointed administrators, go through a process together and take the time to listen and to consider, and then still get to a point you have to make some hard decisions, at least it hasn't been something that they were disengaged from or disenfranchised. So this process is designed to take enough time to listen to everyone, because while the staff may find a direction that they think is right, someone out there could come up with a point that hasn't been considered. And that's why we go through that.
More than once, Dr. Hooper referred to the public involvement that will take place. It'll begin after the November board elections, when small group meetings will take place, followed by town halls the first of next year. They're supposed to wrap up by next April, with the board projected to make a final decision in May.
You'll see here in a minute that you did your high schools a couple of years ago. So primarily your elementaries would be the main driving factor, and then some questions that have come up about your feeder patterns, middle schools, and that sort of a thing. So really the process is designed to pick every rock up and look at it and set it back down or move it if it needs to be. Whenever I first developed this process, I had a few people tell me, said, you took a hornet's nest and you shook them all out and you let them buzz around for a while and then you packed them all back in there and they liked it. So that's a pretty good analogy. Because there's going to be some strong feelings that come out. And so this process is to allow those to be heard and expressed. And what we found in human nature is if they never get a chance to express themselves, then it just stays inside and boils. So at least an individual fair-minded would see if we're fairly considered what their values are.
Dr. Hooper then went down a list of 13 parameters, a word parameter being changed later to the word consideration, because these are not set in stone, just guiding principles about what will be used to work towards the new boundaries of the schools in the Bryan ISD.
First of all, look at the need of the child. How can you standardize the length of the instruction day? I mean, we all have our jobs. We understand what it means to put in time, but these are children. And they're developing, and they have to have an opportunity to be children and enjoy their childhood, but also grow and learn. So in the need of the child, the length of the instructional day, how long they have to be transported back and forth, what programs are available, what special programs are needed, these feeder patterns, these are all things that would be ideal in a zoning parameter. Also, ideally, you'd do it based on logic, not politics. And I know politics, anytime you get three people together, you have politics. Two people can have a discussion or an argument. Three people, now you've got influence and you got politics. And there's a lot more than three people involved. So hopefully this process will allow it to be logically and not politically set. You'll look at your buildings as you have them. You're not finished growing. There's going to be more growth here. There are a few natural zones and barriers that some of you have been aware of and discussing.
Made the reference to Dr. Hooper's comment a little bit ago that the projection is to have the school board make a decision next May about the new attendance boundaries in the Bryan ISD. Dr. Hooper also had the board consider the idea of the superintendent issuing those recommendations 2 weeks ahead of time.
Part of the reason for that is so you'll know. The other part of the reason is so the whole world, the whole community can see what the recommendation is going to be. So the night that you adopt it, you shouldn't have a room full of anxious, hand me the envelope, please, Academy Award type scenario, because everyone will have been involved over a long period of time. Recommendation is firmly out there for everyone to examine, and it's just another action item on the board agenda when it gets there. What we found is that does de-escalate a lot of these feelings because it's been done over time. So we'll be appealing to the better nature of everyone involved that allow the administration and board to work through their process without any particular pressure tactics. Now, we all know people are going to call, they're going to text, they're going to email, but we're going to appeal to their better nature, say, look, there is a process. You will be heard. You will have an opportunity for input. This is not set in stone. After all that input, according to board policy, enacted by the administration through their procedures, they will make a recommendation. So what facts that need to be known that aren't known? Rumor control is a hard thing to do, but we're going to appeal to say, look, don't do that. Support the process and ultimately the decision. So we're going to appeal to them for their patience. Ask them to trust the process, hopefully trust the people, apply their own thinking, put some brain power into it. Let's work on common sense and rational thought, and let's try to keep these any group that's trying to have a special interest for their purpose on the sidelines for this one.
But before the small group and town hall meetings take place, Dr. Hooper called on the board to develop a rezoning policy.
The reason for policy, and the examples that I've seen and I think that Dr. Roki is working on, are just to simply say that the board has adopted a policy to follow in the process. And then the administrative procedures will detail that a little bit more. But the reason that you want a policy first is when you develop your policies now, you have some local policies. You're also, I would imagine, part of the Texas Association of School Board Policy Service. And you don't take each of those and ask your community on those. So policy development and policy adoption, and in fact enactment, are governance roles and privilege. And so that's why we're just simply saying this is not hully-gully. It's not going to be on the fly. That it's very intentional, and you're attempting to be very relational as you transform the ways in which children would attend school here. So it starts with the leadership at the top, and that's the board. And that's why it's good to have that policy and the administration do its procedure. And you've got plenty of time between now and then. But that also takes away the mystery to these community groups. You say, look, the board is a governing body. It is governed. Here's their policy.
Again, comments from retired superintendent, now consultant Dr. Don Hooper, as the Bryan School Board last night held the first discussion about what will become new school boundary zones, a process that will go through at least next May. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of Dr. Hooper's presentation as well as this recap of his comments. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.